Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Stein Hendricks back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Stein has become a good friend of mine, and he's a member of our Brain Trust. He's a former executive with Microsoft, former executive with Acumatica, and now he is the chief marketing officer and general manager for North America of a company called Mighty Call, mightycall.com, which is all about helping you have your own call center. And I've asked Stein to join us and talk to us about really the whole communication connectivity landscape, as well as, and we're going to talk about how to create a call center for you. But he's our good friend, Stein Hendricks. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. You know, Stein, when I think about back on my career, which spans many decades, I actually, you know, ran a territory for Xerox for a number of years, and the only connection that I had was when I stopped at a payphone and pick up the phone and called my voicemail, called the answering service. I didn't have a beeper in those days, and I'd have to check in with my answering service at a prospect or a client's office. Or I'd have to stop and use a payphone, and check in with my answering service, and they would tell me who had called and who wanted to talk to me, and then I'd have to turn around and make those calls while I was there, and that was long before cell phones. And then I got a mobile phone. It was bolted to the floor of my car. And I remember my average bill in those days were like $500 a month for a smartphone, for a dumb phone in my car. Nothing, didn't do anything to make calls. And of course now, look where we've come in the last 20, 25 years, to all the way to where small business can have a call center. We've come a long way, haven't we, baby?
Yeah, that phone you talk about now is the call center. You have an enterprise-grade call center in your hands wherever you go. It just has to be made easy to use for you.
Well, that we've come so far, and what I'm concerned about, Stein, is getting helping small business owners realize the technology that is available to them. I mean, Stein, until a year ago, over half of my audience didn't even have a smartphone yet.
Now, think in small business, there are still 60% of businesses just have landlines, Jim.
That's right. That's right. And so, I mean, we've got a long way to go just to get, never mind a call center, just to get them to think about the different ways that they can connect with people. And the reason why, the thing I think is so important to point out, Stein, is that this is not just you and me saying, hey, you need to be smarter with technology. These are customer expectations we're talking about, aren't they?
Yeah, today, 97% of customers in SMB complain about poor customer experience, Jim. Mm-hmm. And since we live in what we call the switcher economy, companies like Accenture in their research just last year found that 51% of consumers have switched providers of a product, of a service in the SMB space specifically due to poor customer service. And in some countries it's even up, closer to 89%.
Wow. And the thing is some people might be thinking that these changes, that the customers are leaving these companies because they're mad at them, or they're aggravated at them, or whatever. But the truth is, They don't even realize they're leaving. They're just seeking new to have their expectations matched, aren't they?
It's very natural behavior, but it starts with feeling ignored and not feeling served well. And the standard has been raised in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah. Right, right. And so if we've got all this technology, all this capability, where I think we're upside down right now, Stein, is we have customers who are more advanced. See, there was a time when, as a business, you and I were more advanced than our customers from a technology standpoint. We had to bring them along. We had to introduce the customer to technology. Now I think that scenario is completely inverted. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
And so now our customers, folks, your customers, are demanding more of you. They're expecting more of you than perhaps you're able to give them. When we come back, after these messages, we're going to ask Stein Hendricks to help us catch up with customers. What would that look like? What are some of the things we need to do? And we'll do that after these messages. 22. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.